You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Katia Gardea. She's calling from Mexico at the moment. Katia, thanks so much for being with me today.
Thank you for having me, Brainerd.
So, Katia, I know you're working on a number of things, but can you tell me what you're working on at the moment? And also, are you work in Berlin and Mexico, right? You go between the two places?
Yes, Estelle, but recently I've been spending a lot of time in Cologne and in Dusseldorf as well. But I spend my time between Germany and Mexico.
So what is it that you're working on at the moment? Yeah, tell us about your recent project or current project.
Well, at the moment, I've been working with video installations for a while, also in relation to my previous sculptures. And I'm spending the next few months documenting in Mexico, in the Yucatan area, and in the outskirts of Mexico, and in the area of Hidalgo and Tula. I'm preparing for an exhibition that I have programmed for next year, 2017, in Dusseldorf at the Arsina Foundation, Kai 10, and I'm very excited about being invited to this context and within these different artistic positions as the only Mexican artist. I've been documenting the landscape for quite a few years now, and I've been making works in the studio at the same time, bringing documentation back into the studio from my travels between different contexts, cities, countries. I guess my work has a lot to do with the observation of structures and forms, and it has been that way for a very long time now. I'm presenting a sculptural installation with two videos as well, as time-lapse and video projections that are incorporated into the actual sculpture, so as to establish a relationship within the space and also a displacement or a transition of my studio and my thinking here in Mexico to this exhibition space in Germany. That is one of the things that I'm working on now. And I'm also making a revision of the past 12 to 15 years of work in the context of making a publication, a catalog or an artist publication, which is being considered by Kerber Editorial in Germany. And I'm hoping that that will come out in the spring before the exhibition in Dusseldorf.
And so let's talk about the exhibition in Dusseldorf. You mentioned your intentions for it and how you're approaching it, but can you tell me exactly what it will be when the viewer walks into that exhibit, that installation? What will they see exactly? What kind of imagery and objects will be in there?
Well, it will be an installation with photography, sculpture, video as well, registers, documents. It's really within the context of contemporary ruins. And the artists invited are from different places. You have a Japanese, Turkish, I believe, American, German, and me from Mexico City. So I think that it will be an interesting group of people in different positions in relation to our current environment, and as well as a time passing, or as culture perhaps as a ruin, or the present situations and what we have been living in the past century, etc., in different manifestations, I guess, from colonialism to contemporary. And I think that it's current issue. And so part of my thinking or part of my bringing to this conversation has to do with work that I have done in the past. I've been documenting the periphery of Mexico. I was also in Tijuana at some point. I've been in Hidalgo, in Oaxaca, also in the U.S. and in the desert in Los Angeles. So I guess, like, I've been interested in the urban environment and in the instability, perhaps, of the cityscape. I also come from a country and a place where there are a lot of earthquakes in Mexico City. It's also a wetland, or the city is built on top of water, so it has a lot of instability, and part of it is sinking. So I guess I've been interested in the layers, historical layers and architectural layers, its relationship with time as well, and
how the landscape changes over time, and is that what you mean by how it changes as well as the periphery? By the periphery, you're talking about a landscape, a type of landscape, or are you talking about a culture?
I think both, all of it. Right now, I'm thinking more about migration and how, like, the city is transformed, or the periphery is transformed, also with informal architecture, and you have this constant, you know, building and use of the cityscape and nature kind of coming into conflict, one taking over the other, and vice versa. There's also a lot of speculation in terms of this way of building and then having the second floor built, you know, the next year, or leaving parts of it undone, so as to then, with the economy, when it has a better possibility for infrastructure or for building on top of it, it's almost like a speculative construction, and it also has its instability. These are some of the things that I've documented in the past. And then I brought some of these images or some of these proportions and structures into my sculpture back into the gallery space. So I guess the documentation of the changing, the time passing and the changing of layers, I guess, building upon layers and layers of history and time and material, industrial material, etc. I guess in thinking a little bit about perhaps Carl Andre, perhaps some of the 1970s, 60s and 70s sculptors in the U.S.
And what for Dusseldorf, I mean, I just want to be clear, what will you actually submit to that? What are the objects or materials you're going to be using? Will they be images? Are they photographs, or is it something else?
No, it's going to be, they're going to be sculptures. I'm working with material, industrial material, and things that I find in the context. I've been working like that for some years now in terms of finding material that is similar in different cities, making comparisons, if you will. But I will also be having three photographs and these like video installations. The photographs are more in terms of like registers and documents, as in terms of research. I'm thinking about specific contexts and landscapes, but I'm still.
So there'll be videos and sculptures.
Pardon me.
So in Dusseldorf there'll be videos and sculptures exhibited there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and this is in the spring of 2017.
I see. And can you tell me what those, I mean, if you can, I know you're planning in advance, and it's hard to visualize these things, but that's the strange thing about talking about art and not seeing it, although there'll be images of your work with this interview, what will the sculpture look like and what kind of imagery will be on the video?
Well, I don't want to go into too much detail, frankly, but I've been using a lot of analog filters and different types of cameras, as well as digital. I've been using a lot of time lapses. At some point, some of my videos have had also sound pieces in them to make like an abstract video installation. So I guess I'm still working on the specifics and the aspects of volumes and proportions and form and structures that are in my immediate surrounding, and I'm in.
You mean by immediate surrounding, I mean you build them on
Mexico,
site with the material.
In the context of Mexico, specific, yeah.
Right. So
yes, it's very costly at the moment to actually ship, for me to ship the pieces. So I'm going to spend 2 months or a month and a half in Cologne, actually, in a studio there, working on the specifics of the project. And I'm documenting within the next month and a half part of the work for the video installation. The videos sometimes are very small. Sometimes they're time-lapse projections. And they don't have to be bigger than 50 centimeters. Sometimes they're, and then sometimes I've done cenotal projections as well. So, yeah, it's one of the things I'm working on right now. And since I'm also contemplating my first artist publication, I'm also doing a revision of my work. So I guess I have to separate one thing from the other so as to, in about 3 weeks, start traveling again.
So that sounds exciting, the publication as well. So to step back a little bit and look at how you're producing all of this and traveling around, most of this work doesn't sound like it's in the marketplace or as is traditionally thought of in the marketplace. It's perhaps hard to acquire. Or maybe I'm wrong, so correct me if I am, but the question I want to ask is, how is this work funded? Because it doesn't seem like it's in the marketplace. So the question I asked was, how is this work funded, supported?
Specifically, the work, it depends on the different projects, to be frank with you. It's the foundations or private collectors. Right now, for the past probably 8 years, I've been working within different contexts. And sometimes I've been questioning what registers and what research, like the difference between the research as a piece or video documentation or documentation of an event or a sculptural, I call them performative sculptures, which are then ephemeral. What is salable and what is more of a broader exhibition? And within the limitations of the context in Mexico, there is, I guess it's been an interesting production time for me because I don't have a gallery representation in Mexico City, and I've been working nonstop and within these different contexts with specific funders or foundations, or like I had an exhibition in Düsseldorf, no, pardon me, in Berlin, Nature Cultures this past summer. And that had to do with video documentation that I did over the past 2-3 years on within the context of science, art, and technology. So I guess every project has its own, you know, its own its own como sube y baja,
it's its,
¿no?
own, it it's, its, own, its own support system.
Intricate,
its own...
sí. Depending right. On the project. And I guess at times I've worked with materials within the context or with digital media or having the studio be part of a traveling studio, a nomadic studio. And but I've always... since I'm a painter in its in formation, sculptor and painter, I always have the need of having the studio space, of taking it outside of the studio and then back in so that the process is complete.
Right, right. Well, I mean, it's interesting because it sounds like you're having an exciting career and moving around a lot. Do you also teach or work in educational fields as part of your system of support?
I've given artist lectures. I've been writing about work. I'm not necessarily teaching per se, but I have taught for like... I was in Quinnipiac College. I've been teaching in Mexico in different contexts within, like, artist talks and seminars and depending on the exhibition, et cetera. Yeah.
Well, it's exciting. Yeah,
but
I mean,
not,
the reason
I'm
I
not,
ask is
I'm not,
you're not a full-time teacher. That's not what sustains your career, independent of all the other structures. Like you're saying, there's obviously institutions offer support in a variety of ways. But there isn't something like teaching or another field that's also supporting your work.
No, because in Mexico City, in Mexico City, in general, teaching positions are not necessarily very well paid. And I have done lectures also in Germany and in Berlin and in Leipzig. And so I guess my interest is more in terms of conferences and academia more than in teaching as a constant base of income base, at least in this context in Mexico.
Right. Before we go, it's been great talking to you about this. I want to ask you about what book you're currently reading, which is typically what I ask at the end of these interviews.
Okay. I'm actually reading texts on photography with this art critic Andreas van Duren, in which I was published in a few months ago, and I'm also reading Arqueología de los Espejo, del Espejo, un acercamiento al espacio ritual en Mesoamérica, which is about the archaeology of archaeologies in Mesoamerica in terms of ritual. Is spaces and in specific the Tula and the Aztec. So I've been reading that for now in terms of this exhibition, and I've been reading Robert Smithson as well at times, as well as. Arqueología de I'm sorry. so I've been reading about anthropology and I've been reading about photography and architecture. At the moment within my work. And there's a book that I was reading about 2 weeks ago. Its name is Fire and Memory on Architecture and Energy. So I guess within the prepping of the work that I'm doing for Düsseldorf and the coming exhibitions, I'm always reading various things at the same time.
Well, Katja, it's been a pleasure talking with you. I wish you luck with the show in Düsseldorf and your upcoming publications. Thanks so much for talking with me today.
I thank you very much, and thank you for inviting me. Gracias.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.